Amen. Try not to be the last one to find it. Okay, praise God. I'll tell you where to go from there. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time that we have together. Father, I thank you for those that are here in the sanctuary this evening. Father, I thank you for those that are watching the live stream. Father, just so good to have them on board as well. And I pray, Father, that they will have ears to hear and have a heart to receive your holy word. And that it's not only is it your holy word, but it's life-changing word. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that, Father God. And I thank you for the honor of just ministering your word here tonight. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. All right. In Romans chapter 11, how many of you know that God is just awesome? God is just awesome. I said, God is awesome. Hallelujah. You know, sometime, and we've actually said it here in church, God is God. And ain't nobody God but God. Amen. Now, that may not be proper English, but it's still the truth. There is nobody God but God, and he is awesome. He is awesome. And so people need to know that. The believers need to know and understand that our God is awesome. The unbelievers need to learn that our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in heaven, where God is, there is nothing that's out of control, nothing out of order. Everything is just perfect in every way. Perfect in every way. Hallelujah. And God has a family in heaven with him right now. And I'm sure all of you know someone that is with the Lord right now. Amen. So he has a family in heaven already with him now. But guess what? He also has a family in the earth. And I'm a member of that family. How about you? Testify. Glory to God. I am a member of that family. And so in what we call what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer, one of the things that Jesus told them to do was pray in this manner and pray in this likeness. Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because heaven is perfect. Everything is going God's way up there. But you know what? We want things to go his way down here through obedience, amen, and walking with him, spreading this gospel of the kingdom, hallelujah, preaching the word of God. But here's the thing. Down here, things are out of order. And I know you've heard some news, and I want to say this. Don't just consume till you find yourself depressed. Now, there's nothing wrong with knowledge. Can I share something with you? when you hear the news, and there's a lot going on. I mean, there's just a lot going on. Let it remain head knowledge, and don't let it get on the inside of you. In other words, you are aware of what's going on, and you know how to pray and what to pray for. Can I get an amen? Amen. Because believe me, we the believers need to be praying. Amen. Amen. So we need to know what's going on so that we can properly pray. But we don't want bad news to get on the inside of us. We may have knowledge of some things that's not so good going on, but we don't want it to get on the inside of us to the point where now we are depressed. And we don't want to be like the people that Jesus Christ was referring to when he said there was coming a time when men's hearts would fail them. Anybody know why? For fear and seeing those things that's going on the earth, things that are happening on the earth. We have to understand Satan is not in the pit yet. And so he is still very, very active. But we are the church. And you hear me say this a lot. And because I don't want you to lose sight of the fact that we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you go to the back of the book, well, you don't even have to go that far. But you find out that we win. We are the winners in this life. Even though we may suffer some discomfort and so forth, we are still the winners. We are still the winners. And so we gotta, like I ministered, we gotta keep that winner's attitude all the time. Praise God, because we know and understand that our God is an awesome God. As a matter of fact, to us, he is Abba Father. Abba Father. Father, Father. Daddy. Father. Hallelujah. God cares about James. God loves James. And God knows everything there is to know about James. You too. Amen. So one thing I want is the believers and those that walk with the Lord to be encouraged and stay encouraged. Amen. Don't allow anything to get on the inside of you to the point where you're depressed and you just don't know what you're going to do and so forth. Don't go there. Don't go there. Are you still with me? Hallelujah. Now, I want to read to you from Romans chapter 11. I want to read the 33rd verse to you. Now, the Apostle Paul, I tell you what, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he was testifying. I believe under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, he was having a praise break right here. Some people call it praise break. Romans chapter 11, verse 33, it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both," listen at this, "both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? You know, you got these folks out here that don't even know the Lord trying to tell us how to live as Christians. Well, if you're a Christian, you ought to be doing this, and you ought to be doing this, you ought to be saying that, and some of the stuff they're talking about is ungodly, totally in contradiction to what the Word of God tells us to do. Hallelujah. You still with me? Verse 34 again, for who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be repaid to him? For of him and through him and to him are all things. Grab that. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You got to understand that God created everything that is. And God is still in control. Now, we understand that the forces of evil, they're doing their thing. That's going to be very short-lived. But I want you to understand, God is not out of control. He hasn't lost control of anything. He created it. And it still belongs to him. Are you still with me? So I want you to remember at least three things here this evening. Number one, I want you to remember, never forget. Look at somebody and tell them, say, don't forget this. God is omnipresent. He's omnipresent. Well, what's that? What are you talking about, Pastor? He is everywhere present. Well, you know, David had something to say about that, didn't he? Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 139. Glory to God. Psalm 139. Listen to what he says. There's a lot here, but I'll just pick it up at verse 7. David says, where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? Now, let me say this to you before we move forward. Don't you ever forget, wherever you are, whatever your circumstances, whatever you're dealing with, God is present there with you. If you don't know him, he's touchable. He can hear you if you call out to him. Let me read it again, verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell or in the grave, behold, where? You are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Now I want you to grab a hold of that. Don't let verse 10 slip. I want to read it to you again. Even there, wherever you are, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. Verse 11, if I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me, indeed the darkness shall not hide from you. But the night shines as the day, and the darkness as the light are both alike to you. Where can I go from his presence? Nowhere. Wherever I am, God is there with me. Wherever I am, wherever you are, God is there with you. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Are you still here? Our God is awesome, isn't it? I said, our God is awesome. Second thing I want you to remember, God is omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's all powerful. He is able to deliver us out of any situation or circumstance. Let me say that again. He is able to deliver us out of any situation or circumstance. Hallelujah. We got to make sure that we stay in faith. We got to make sure that we don't let fear get in. I've talked a lot about that, but you know what? If I preach to this time tomorrow night on fear, it still wouldn't be enough. Because all you have to do is look around you. All you have to do sometimes is just listen. There's a little nursery rhyme. I don't know if I can remember it. I learned as a small child. Matter of fact, my mother read it to me. Let me see. It goes something like this. There was a wise old owl that sat in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. And the less he spoke, the more he heard. And then the question was asked, why don't you be like this wise old bird? Anybody heard that? About one or two, three of you. Oh, okay. So you heard. But the point I'm making here is sometimes you can pick up where people are if you just be quiet and listen to them. Amen. You can pick up where they are. Sometimes if we'll just get quiet and listen to them, God will show us how to minister to them. God will show us how to comfort them. Amen. But many of God's people are still full of fear because of what's happening all around us. And the Word of God always tells us to fear not. Fear not. Are you still with me tonight? Hallelujah. Because God is all powerful. He is more than able to deliver me in any situation, in any circumstance. I have to believe that. I have to believe that. I have to walk like it. I have to talk like it. I have to act like it. Amen. You know, we need to talk like the word of God is true. We need to act like the word of God is true. We need to walk like the word of God is true. Hallelujah. Third one is omniscient, which means all-knowing. God is all-knowing. He knows everything about you. He knows everything about me. And he knows everything that the devil's up to. Hallelujah. Always know that God understands and he knows about your situation. He knows about your circumstances. And I want to let you know, he cares. I said, he cares. Glory to God. And I shared this with you, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago. Maybe longer, I'm not real sure. But I want to share this again with you. Not only is God all-powerful, he's everywhere, he's all-knowing. And by the way, he's everywhere present. He's everywhere present. I call him the great I am. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 3rd chapter. Remember, God got Moses' attention, told him to go back to Egypt and to deliver his people out of the hand of Pharaoh. You know, Moses didn't want to do it, and he tried to find every excuse not to do it. Now, I'm going to read a couple of verses to you, but I want to say this to you. As Christians and as believers, we need to stop fighting with God. We need to stop arguing with God and just go ahead and submit to what he's telling us to do. Amen. Go ahead and submit what he's telling us to do. And look, What God's telling you to do, you can't do it in your own strength anyway. If you do it in your own strength, it's going to be carnal, and there's not going to be any anointing on it. Most of the time, what God tells you to do will be bigger than you anyway. That's the reason we have to trust him. And when the job is completed, we have to lift up our hands and say, thank you, Lord, you did it. You did it, Lord, it wasn't me. You did it. I couldn't have done this by myself. Hallelujah. So Moses on the run, he didn't want to go back into Egypt. He didn't want to go back and face Pharaoh again. But God was sending him back. So in Exodus chapter 3, Look at verse 13. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Now that was Moses' question to God. He didn't want to go anyway. What shall I say to them? And I love God's response. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And I'm here to tell you today, he is still I am. He's awesome. He's I am. And just like I am delivered the children of Israel, I am will deliver us from wherever it is. Whatever it is that have you bondage, in bondage. It could be drugs, it could be sex, pornography, whatever it is, I am will deliver you. If you call out to him, he'll set you free. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, chapter 8. Now we are in the Old Testament, in Exodus. Now let's go to the New Testament. John chapter 8. I'm just trying to decide here where I want to start. I'll just begin at verse 56. I'm right in the middle of something here, but he said in verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And I like Jesus' response, and I believe you will too. Verse 58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, get that in your spirit. Before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. Of course, they didn't like that. Verse 59 says, then they took up stones to throw at him. But I like this, but Jesus just hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Hallelujah. He is the great I am. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. And let's not lose sight of that. Amen? Let's don't lose sight of that. He is with us. He's not going to forsake us. He's not going to walk away. He's right there with us. I'll say this. There's going to be some ups and some downs, some ups and some downs, and I'm talking about the world now. Because we are living in the last days, and because we are living in the last of the last days, there are going to be some times of calm, but then there are going to be some other times when things get rough. But they that know their God shall do exploits. And what I'm trying to get you to grab a hold to tonight, that's the reason I shared with you what I'm sharing with you. Know your God. Know your God. Amen. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called us to victory. He's called us to ride in the high places. Even if it's in the valley, we ride high because of who we know. It's because of who we know. Remember Psalm 23, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. And why would I fear no evil? For thou art with me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is a great time to be a Christian. And I'm not talking about in name only. I'm talking about in lifestyle. People that love God. People that live moral lives. Can I get another amen on that one? People that are called sin, sin. People that love God and stand with Him. Because He is the great I am. And wherever we go, we'll always be in His presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What a great time to be alive in Christ Jesus. I want you to lift your hands right now. Say this. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, see these hands? Use them for your glory. Use them for your glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now tell him this. Say, Lord, use my mouth, my eyes, my ears, my feet, my whole entire being. Use them for your glory. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I was listening at a man talk to me today. He was doing most of the talking. I was listening. And I know you are too, but we're hearing a lot of this, Kathy, I, myself. You know, there are so many hurting people, and you know, my heart goes out to them, because some of them don't know what the answer is. But you were sharing with me about this person. I don't know the person that got so depressed, so burdened down over something that his wife did, and he couldn't get over it. He didn't get over it. He could have, but he didn't. And it killed him. Had a heart attack. And then I've heard of others that say, I can't handle the pressure. So they kill themselves. Let me say this to you. Suicide is never the answer. Say this to the camera. Suicide is never the answer. If you're a Christian, you're a believer, and these little voices speaking to you in your head, telling you to kill yourself, don't you do it. You rebuke that in Jesus' name. I say you rebuke it in Jesus' name. And make up your mind, I'm going to draw closer to God, because I have the great I am with me. If you're watching and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're hearing voices saying, kill yourself, don't do it. There is a way out. His name is Jesus. And the Word of God tells us that He will give us peace that passes all understanding. We've all, maybe I shouldn't say all, but many people have faced situations and circumstances in their lives where it seems like there is no way out. But I'm here to tell you, through Christ Jesus, there is always a way out. You hear me? Through Christ Jesus, there's always a way out. Cry out to Him. Pray to Him to have the right person, and I mean the right person, come across your path to share the love of God with you, to pray with you. I'm just being real with you, folks. People are troubled. many of them don't know the answer for their problem. I want to pray for our audience. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, that name that's above every name, the great I am. Father, I pray for all those that right now are considering suicide, thinking about suicide, hearing voices in their heads to do bodily harm to themselves. I pray for them right now. And in the name of Jesus, I bind those devils right now. In the name of Jesus, you loose them and let them go free. And I pray, Lord, that they'll cry out to you and give their heart to you. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You love them so much and you care for them. You care for them, Lord. You died for them, Lord. You shed your blood for them, Lord. Hallelujah. And you want to help them if they will let you help them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those of you that know the Lord, but yet the pressure seemed to be so great, it's not greater than God. It's not greater than the love of God and the love that God has for you. It's not greater. Jesus Christ died for you. Cast all your cares upon him, because he cares for you, and he cares for you right now. You may be watching a recording, I don't know, or you may be watching us live. The power of God is still present to set you free. So just give your life to him, surrender to him. He'll help you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I said glory to God. And maybe you might be here in the sanctuary, but I'm telling you right now, there's no problem that's bigger than God. There's no problem bigger than God. There's no problem bigger than God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you right now. Right in the midst